Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Hasn't everything changed since we last talked? Now, wouldn't it be funny if we know our Prime Minister, and I'll treat him with the greatest respect, is in overseas at the moment. Wouldn't it be fun if he flew back in this morning and the Australian Electoral Commission came to... Only joking, there was a bit of a software glitch. You're actually not the Prime Minister. So, yeah.
A malfunction with the software program, and yep. I'm sorry, we're going to have to do it all over again.
Yes, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
No, that would be just awful. They do have a few problems, actually, with, big government software over the years. We're notorious for it in Australia. Things going wrong, yeah?
We are, and that's why I say governments know nothing about technology. They really don't, and they hang on to stuff for far too long.
They're over there for the quad meeting, right?
That's right, yep, which I thought was something to do with high schools.
Well, I thought it was something to do with, I thought they were going over for, just race around on quad bikes.
Yeah, I thought they're out in the quadrangle, they're talking to each other, so yeah.
Mm. Playing with the big boys now, Albo. All right, let's go to buying a new computer, things you need to do.
So a lot of people buy a new computer this time of year and heading up to the new end of financial year as well. First thing you're going to do is log in your Microsoft account. Now, when you do this, and you've got to do it on Windows 11, how about you check your security settings in your account as well? Turn on two-factor authentication or install a Microsoft Authenticator, which you'll be offered to do to keep your account secure. When you buy a new one, you've got to do all the updates. There are going to be, and people will say, but it's brand new, Richard. I understand that, but there are updates for it to do. Do them all until they're all done. Then remove the stuff you do not need. Trialware that they always put on some brands of computers. A pre-installed antivirus. Then install your own antivirus or just let Windows Defender run.
Yep.
Then you've got to still install another web browser apart from Edge. So Google Chrome is probably what I recommend you to do. Mm. Make it the default. Install your Adobe Reader. Make it the default for PDFs, as Windows will want to use Edge. Then put your files back in the right places. Documents belong in documents. Pictures belong in pictures. Videos belong in videos. Everything doesn't belong on the desktop. I see that on too many people's computers. All of those steps are up on my website right now, by the way.
Very good. And also, Hanny, save to the cloud.
Save to the cloud.
Before you, when you still got your old computer, save to the cloud, just in case.
That's it. Then it all just flows on down, especially in OneDrive.
Yeah. All right, now let's talk about antivirus you mentioned there. So you don't have to stick with the antivirus that's preloaded.
No, or if you've had, let's say, an antivirus for a few years, and you suddenly don't like it or it's not working properly, you can uninstall and swap to a different one.
Hmm.
But you need to use the uninstall tool that the antivirus makers supply on their website. If you do it through Windows, through the control panel or through the apps, where you can remove them, they leave a residue behind that can prevent a new antivirus doing its job.
Before you go any further, just explain residue.
You might remove the front part of the antivirus, but all the back part still sits in there and tries to work, even though it's been broken because you've pulled some of it off. It doesn't remove everything.
Right, okay.
So that's why you need to use the uninstall tool, which will be available, will mean that you can remove every part of that antivirus on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my least popular list of antiviruses has got a new addition to it. So Avast, Avira, AVG, McAfee, Kaspersky. There's a new one called Total AV, which is the biggest load of rubbish and causing so many problems on people's computers. And I've actually put up on the website as well how to get rid of any of these ones. Total AV, you need to download another program just to get it off your computer. It's that bad.
Wow.
And please don't put it on your smartphone. It seems to be coming everywhere at the moment.
Total AV, a no-go. Yep. All right, now, and always just remember that if you're uninstalling a antivirus program to reinstall another one, you have to, because you'll still get charged, right, if you have a contract with that. You've got to make sure that, your contract is up. That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, you're still going to get charged for something you're not using.
You will, and cancel your credit card details with it. Got to say, McAfee is famous for doing that.
Okay. All right. Now, common computer myths we need to stop believing. Oh, no, hang on. No, we're not going to talk about that now because you want to talk about Samsung, sorry, changing. Now, what's this? Samsung charging for putting photos on the fridge.
Exactly right. They're going to charge. They want to. They've got a new line of bespoke fridges out. So what they've decided is if you give them $500, you can put any photo or image you like, print it on the unit's double doors. So you can choose a favourite piece of artwork, your kids' doodles up there. You can put your own face on the fridge. It costs $250 a panel, takes 8 weeks to ship. Don't think I'm particularly keen on the idea, Darren. Can you imagine going into somebody's house and on the left side is the picture of the bloke, on the right side is the picture of the wife on the fridge? Won't be very good if they split up as well. Can you imagine trying to sell it on Gumtree? I reckon it's going to lead to some very, very ugly fridges around.
All right, so the Samsung fridge has a digital panel, right?
No.
You're talking about actual hard copy paper photos.
I'm talking about they will print it on the panel. So it takes 8 weeks, and so you'll send them the picture that you want to put up there. They'll send you two brand new panels to put up on your fridge, which I reckon is a horrible idea. Has anybody ever heard of magnets?
I mean, how are they going to enforce it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose if you got to pay it to get it, so they don't need to enforce it. You just pay the money, and here's what you get. So okay, so now I get it. So it's like a mosaic that you pay for the panel with your photo printed or whoever's photo, and then put that right, and you insert it. Okay, I thought you meant like a new sort of a fridge with like a digital screen on it. You know, like internet and everything.
No, they're going to print the whole thing on the screen on the thing for you.
I'll screw that.
Yeah, I know.
$500.
They're fine. Exactly right. Some kid's horrible drawing up there and they're putting it on the fridge. Good God, what do you want that on there for? That's what magnets were made for, people.
All right. I can blow $500 on the pokies.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. It's just a joke. All right. Okay, that's handy information, particularly about those things to do there with buying a new computer because, sometimes you just accept what you got and then just get on with your life, but there are some things that probably you don't need. Yeah, so why haven't?
You need to step through all that. If you step through all those things, it's what I do when I go around. I set up people's computers for them and it's a happy experience for them, and that's what you want.
Hmm. How's your Port Adelaide Football Club going this week?
We're just a working class club. Just
tell you
week.
What, tell you what, you're going better than North Melbourne. That's for sure.
No, anybody's going better than North Melbourne. I could get a kick for North Melbourne at the moment.
Now some of the bosses at football clubs are saying, well, instead of a Tasmanian team, we'll just move North Melbourne there. Well, screw that.
Yeah.
We want our own team. By the way, have you signed up to the Believe Tasmanian website yet?
No, not yet. I have to do
that. Okay, right. So it's only, in August, they're going to vote on whether we get a license or not. So there's a video you can watch and put your name there. You know, it doesn't cost anything. You just sign it on the website or just add your name to the list. Go to believetasmanian.com.au and do that.
I'm doing it right now.
Good work, brother. We'll catch you next week. And Richard's excellent website is talktech.com.au. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Darren.